At the start of the battle, the American first line continues somewhere between you and the modern house on your right. Near the house site, the line angles behind you and to your left to cross today's British Lakes Drive. Looking at the land, it seems possible the angle roughly paralleled this water course if it existed then, though probably uphill behind you. Recall that there is another cornfield on the far right of the British line, separated by trees from the fields near the farm. The field extends at least to the cleared area uphill of you, and possibly all the way to the watercourse. Maps from the time differ. Manning both sides of the angle and the line are 200 militia riflemen from Virginia under Colonel William Campbell, commander of the Overmountain Campaign that won the Battle of Kings Mountain 6 months earlier. They already fought in the morning at the Battle of New Garden. Around the turn behind you are perhaps 75 cavalry and 80 infantry under Harry Lee. Prior to the start of action, according to one militia soldier posted in the area, Lee rides nearby and says, "My brave boys, your lands, your lives, and your country depend on your conduct this day. I have given Tarleton hell this morning, and I will give him more of it before night." He was referring to the Battle of New Garden, which you saw him return from at the farm. As on the northern end, the riflemen here open fire on the flank of the British line as it appears. Some of the Hessians wheel this way, and Cornwallis sends help, the British 1st Battalion of Guards. Combined with a similar decision on the northern flank, this means he has already committed most of his reserves minutes into the battle. Walk across the watercourse and as far uphill as you can get. You may wish to pause this audio while you do so. Along the front line to your right, the unit just uphill from the riflemen is the Guilford County Regiment under Arthur Forbes, whose monument we visited earlier. As the British approach off to his right, Colonel James Martin notices a redcoat officer waving on his men with a sword, about 100 yards out, the length of an American football field. Martin asks Forbes if he has a good enough rifle to shoot the man, and Forbes says yes. Forbes may never have been in a battle before, because he asks Martin if he should shoot the man. Perhaps he is unsure of what is considered honorable on the battlefield. Martin says yes, but let him come to within 50 yards and then take him down. Forbes rests his gun on the fence rail and waits. At the appointed distance, he pulls the trigger. The redcoat, probably Lieutenant Archibald McPherson, falls dead. The first British Hessian volley drops Forbes, however, with bullet wounds in his side and one leg. The troops along here are among those who mostly stay to fire a second round. The Hessians fall back about 40 yards to your left, regroup, and charge again. Now most of the militia take off. However, four men around Forbes, plus scattered others along the line nearby, fire the third volley Green had requested. Some stay long enough to swing their weapons around and club at the Hessians while bayonets are thrust through the fence. The remainder take off, except two men who are face down on the ground, alive. They faked being dead to avoid being bayoneted on the ground, as was often done. Perhaps Forbes seemed dead because he avoided that fate too. After the battle, Forbes is also overlooked by the British and local Quakers who come to help the wounded. As he lies on the ground in the cold and rain, one Tory militiaman he begs for water stops and gives it to him. Loyalists are not known to have fought here, but local ones apparently scoured the battlefield afterward. Sometime later, he asks another passing by for the same. Instead, that man drives a bayonet into him. Somehow, Forbes survives, and more than a day later, a lady from his neighborhood searching for her brother finds Arthur. She gets him onto her horse and carries him home. Sadly, a week later, he dies. You can pay your respects and learn more at the Forbes Grave and Memorial south of Greensboro using our page by that name. When the NC militia retreats from the first line, Lee orders his horsemen to withdraw along a narrow path through the trees, perhaps where Old Battleground Road runs further south today, and the infantry follow in good order. The British and Hessian units follow as well, though the Hessians are delayed by the resistance of Forbes's and Campbell's men. Please go to your vehicle, if on foot, and follow the Continentals using the instructions under Death, Where the Dead Now Lie, and use its audio clip.